Joshua 24. It's long. I'll try not to be long. I always try not to be long, but it never works out that way. But I'm not to be long tonight. I am thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful for the preacher.
Amen.
I mean that. And you ought to thank God. You ought to thank God every day.
Amen.
Amen.
That He's faithful, that He has stood, continues to stand, as in 1 Samuel, 200 men that stayed by the stuff.
Amen.
Your preacher has stood by the stuff all these years. And I'm thankful for Marissa. Life. Someone said this to me once, and I know it to be true, that some days, the days of our life are really, really long. We don't think they'll ever end. But the months and the years go by so rapidly.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
The blink of an eye.
Yeah.
I see my brother over here. I see Paul over here. He's got these little kids. And it was like yesterday that she was a little kid.
Amen. Yeah, right.
And now she's graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. A marker in life, to be sure, but the blink of an eye.
Amen.
Amen.
Life goes by. In Joshua chapter 24, you can remain seated tonight. I'm only going to read one verse, make a couple comments to you. Don't laugh yet. And it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord. Choose you this day who you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father, Amen. We thank you again, Lord, for your goodness to us, allowing us to be here, Lord, one more time. But Lord, tonight we want to celebrate you, Lord. There's no doubt about that. But Lord, you've been so good. For the Lord is good. Lord, you're gracious. You're of great compassion and tender mercy. Lord, we thank you for that tonight. Lord, we also thank you for Marissa tonight, Lord, that, Lord, you brought her to this point and allowed her to grow up into a beautiful young lady. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless her life. And Lord, that she might choose the right. Father, again, I pray for all of us in this room, Lord, because every one of us are presented every day with a choice.
Yeah.
So, Father, I pray you would help us to choose this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. Amen.
The word choose, one of the things about Baptist, and I'm sure you probably have studied it somewhere along the line, that the word Baptist, making it an acronym, will come out. We, as Baptists, believe in biblical authority. That's what we believe. We believe the Bible is our sole source of truth, and that's what we go by. We believe in an autonomous church. This church will rise and fall upon its own. We're not in a conference. Maybe in a fellowship of other believers, of other churches, but this church stands alone. Nobody sends you money. You make your decisions. We believe in an autonomous church. We believe in the priesthood of the believer, that every man can go to God for himself, for there is one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we can go to God ourselves.
Amen.
I don't need to go to Brother Terry on Friday night, confess my sins to him,
Amen.
And him tell me, well, say five of our fathers and three Hail Marys to have your sins absolved. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. I can go to God for you. I can pray for your church. I can pray for your preacher. And that is the priest or the believer. We believe in the two ordinances. We believe that there are two things in the church that we ought to do. One is to be baptized, and the other is the Lord's table.
Amen.
They are not means of grace. They are merely something. Baptism is the answer of a good conscience toward God.
Amen.
And the Lord's table is to do this to in remembrance of me.
Amen.
And so we believe in those two. We do not believe that there is any means of grace other than the blood of Christ that cleanses us from our sins. Everybody, if you've never been baptized, you ought to be baptized.
Amen.
And if you don't stay for the Lord's table, shame on you.
Yeah.
It is the Lord's table.
Amen.
So we believe in the two ordinances, the S, the separation of church and state. We don't believe the state has any right to tell us what to do.
Amen.
And we as Baptists believe in that. And the T is for the two offices in a church. We believe that a church has a pastor. He's the bishop. He's the presbyter. He's the elder. He is the overseer of the church. And that's what Brother Terry does in this church. And I want to say this, that I honestly believe that it is not wise to go against what God has laid on the preacher's heart.
Amen.
And so you ought to support your preacher. Do you always agree with him? Well, probably not. But don't go around. Somebody says, well, do you agree with the preacher at the church you're at? 95% of what he believes, I agree with. Oh, so what's the 5%? I forgot. Look, if that might be the way we look. Look, if you don't agree with him all the time, God bless you. Don't go home, get on the hotline, and start calling everybody and saying, well, I don't agree with the preacher. I think he's wrong. I don't think we ought to. You're in the process of looking for another place. Well, I don't think we ought to do that. Well, God's laid it on the preacher's heart.
Yeah, that's right.
You better not. I don't think it's wise or safe to go against that. But I left out the I because the I stands for this. We believe in the individual soul liberty.
Amen. Yeah.
That's what we believe. We believe that people can make a choice. He made a choice to wear a bow tie today. Oh, God help him. You ever wear a bow tie? Once. But everybody gave me such a hard time. I never wore it. And look, he has soul liberty to wear it. If you don't like it, that's too bad. I mean, here's Brother Corey in some kind of a prayer shawl or something. You say, well, I don't think he ought to wear that. Wait a minute. He has soul liberty to wear that. Now, listen, I don't think we... No, I take that back. We should never go against Scripture what it says.
Amen.
But there are things that I guess you could say they're just gray areas. I was in a meeting. Brother Terry may have been there. I don't know. I was in one of the meetings and this guy got up and was preaching about why it's wrong to wear sunglasses. I'm sitting there like this. I had my sunglasses. Well, look, if you think it's wrong to wear sunglasses, don't wear them. If you think it's wrong to have a Christmas tree, then don't have it. But allow me the liberty, if the Bible does not condemn it, to do that. But it's like we want to crucify people because of it. Look, Paul said this, I can eat meat that is offered to an idol. But he said, I won't. It's going to cause my brother to stumble.
That's right.
So look, we have individual soul liberty. We have the right to choose. A man has a right to choose not to trust Christ. I witnessed to a man one night. I can still see the guy. I can still see where it was. And I witnessed to him and said, sir, would you like to be saved? After I got finished witnessing to him, he said, sir, would you like? I said, sir, would you like to be saved? He said, no. I said, really? He said, no, I don't want to be saved. Do you understand what I've said to you? He said, I absolutely understand what you have said to me. And you don't want to be saved. No, I don't. You understand what will happen if you do not trust Christ. He said, yes, I do. And I do not want to be saved. I think it was within a year he had died. And I'm sure now that he wishes he had been saved that night.
Yeah.
But look, he had the right. We believe as Baptists. I can't force anybody to be saved.
That's right.
I can't. You have that soul liberty to reject Christ. We have a right to choose. Now listen, I believe that God made us free. He made you a free moral agent. You have a right to choose. But you don't have a right to choose the consequences of your choice.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's good. Yeah.
I say this to you, Marissa. I don't think you will. But you have a free choice. If you want to choose, do they smoke meth? Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Who said yeah? I want to know who knows that. But anyway, it's like you have a right to smoke meth. But you don't have a right to choose the consequences of your teeth rotting and falling out of your head and your skin turning gray and your hair falling out. We have a right to choose. People say, well, and the Mennonites always used to say this to me. You guys believe that once saved, always saved. I said, absolutely right.
Amen.
Well, you believe you can live any way you want. Absolutely wrong.
Right.
But we have a right to choose that.
Right.
Be sure you're sending Numbers 32, 23. One of those. I got it right there. Be sure your sin will find you out.
That's right.
Look, if you want to take a knife and stab yourself in the leg with it, you have a free choice to do that, but I'm going to tell you it's going to hurt. And listen, you have a right to choose, but I tell you, if you make the wrong choice, it's going to hurt.
That's right. Come on.
Right.
Adam chose. I always think about Adam. The Bible says that Adam was in the transgression. Eve was deceived. I believe that Eve genuinely did not know what was taking place. She was deceived. Adam was not.
Come on, Ryan. Come on.
And when presented with a choice of his wife or God, Adam chose his wife.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. You can't imagine. None of us can. What the Garden of Eden must have looked like, and what Adam had to have known he was forfeiting by choosing his wife.
That's right.
But he must have loved his wife an awful lot. But when he chose, he then plunged the whole world into sin.
Yeah.
He calls all of us. Wherefore, by his one man sin entered the world, thus death by sin passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
See, you're free to choose, son. You are free to do that. But the consequences of your choice have more ramifications than just you.
Yeah.
All the people in this church that love you, they're watching you. You say, well, that's not fair. I don't want them to watch me. But they are, and every person in this room, everyone else is watching you. And if you make the wrong choice, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 1, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly of him that is in much reputation for wisdom and honor. We say, what does that mean? Well, if you get some dead flies in your Chanel number 5, it's going to start stinking after a while.
Yeah.
And if you make the wrong choice, and people say, well, she goes over there to that Seneca Falls Baptist Church. What's with that? When you make the wrong choice, son, you're going to find that it has a lot of influence and waves that go out. I don't think it's in the Bible, but it probably ought to be. No man is an island unto himself.
Right.
You think about Lot. Abraham said to Lot, you choose the right and I'll choose the left. And if you don't like the right, then you can have the left and I'll take the right. But the Bible says this, that Lot lifted up his eyes and looked straight ahead.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't even a choice.
Right.
He chose to go to the plains of Sodom. You say, well, he had the right to choose. Yes, he did. But the choice of that, the choice of him cost him his daughter's life, his son-in-law's life, his grandchildren's life, his wife's life. And then he wound up in a cave drunk and was the father of the Moabites and of the Ammonites, which were a plague to Israel for years, all because of one sinful choice that he made. You see, we're free to choose, but we're not free of the consequences of our choice. Choose you this day who you will serve. Joshua, now at the end of his life, says, choose today who it is you will serve. Now, if you read the book of Joshua at the end of the book, I am convinced of this. You may not be. And if you want to be wrong, that's okay. I do not believe that the book of Joshua is like, well, they entered Canaan, they entered into heaven. No, they didn't. Entering into Canaan is not a picture of us getting into heaven. Because in heaven, there'll never be any more battles. But in Joshua, they entered into the promised land, which I think is a picture of the victorious Christian life. There are lots of battles in our life. Every day we have battles. Every day you're going to have battles in your life. And every day you're going to have to make choices that are going to affect you. Joshua said to Israel, put away the gods and serve God. If you'll read chapter 24, and I think chapter 24, you will find that they continually say, we will serve God. We will serve God. But they never really say, we'll put away the gods of the Canaanites.
Come on. Come on.
So that by chapter 2 of Judges, they are now in bondage to the Canaanites.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
What do we call that today? We call that today finding your truth. Because the book of Judges says, every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what the secular humanists like to call finding your own truth.
Yeah, right.
There is no other truth other than God's truth. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like, well, these nitwits, idiots, forgive me, Doug. I know Doug told me one time, don't say that, my kids say it. But anyway, you know, it's like 2 + 2 = 5. Thank you, Doug. Because now it's like, well, if 5 is your truth, then 2 + 2 = 5.
Come on.
If that's your truth. If your truth is that, now I'm telling you, and you know this, I'm almost through. God only made 2 genders.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, my truth is, I'm just going to say this. I'm sick. Do you know why these guys want to swim with women? It's because they're flunky failures racing against men,
right,
and they cannot compete. And so we live in a day, well, you need to find your own truth, what it is that you think is right for you. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Now, Rissa, you need to find your own truth. You need to find God's truth.
Amen.
Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth? One of the most profound statements in the Bible. Jesus said in John 17, thy word is truth.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm saying to you, Marissa, God has a plan for you. But not only for you, but God has a plan for everybody in His church.
Amen.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what God's plan is for you. But I'm telling you, God has a plan for you. Choose you this day who you will serve. If it choose God, choose God. Don't something else. Well, you know what? I want to be, and you can fill in the blanks. Be what God wants you to be.
That's right.
You choose the wrong thing, it will influence you the rest of your life.
Amen.
And I know your mother and father will hate me for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. One of these days, you're going to find somebody to marry. You better make sure. I've said this. It's better not to be married than to be married to the wrong person.
That's right.
Say it again.
That's right.
All right. It's better to be married. It's better to be not married than to be married to the wrong person.
Amen.
You'll regret it the rest of your life. Choose. There are so many choices in life every day. Well, I'm going to just find my own truth and I'm going to follow my own path. No. Follow God's path.
Amen.
Choose for this day. Let us choose today that we're going to serve God.
Amen.
We'll follow God. I have decided to follow Jesus. There's no turning back.
Amen.
Any man that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the
kingdom.
That's
right. Come on.
Let's just keep going. Let's keep pressing on until the day that Jesus does come, which may be today. Father, I thank you again, Lord, for these brief few minutes. Lord, I pray that you'll help. Lord, us. Help me. Lord, every day we're faced of flesh forth against the spirit against the flesh.
Yes, sir.
And Lord, we're forced to make choices. Lord, I pray for Marissa today. Her whole life is ahead of her. But Lord, it'll be over in the blink of an eye. Lord, I look back. Lord, I know that Brother Terry, his dear wife, can look back. 50 years is the blink of an eye. Where'd it go? Where did time go? Marissa was a little girl. Now she's grown. Dear God, help us to choose this day, to choose today. I choose God. Lord, I choose you. And Lord, for all that you've done for us, Lord, I'm asking that you will guide her life. Lord, may she saturate herself in the Word of God to choose to read the Word of God. Lord, I pray. Thank you again for these brief few minutes that we've had. Lord, bless our time the rest of this evening, I pray. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Lord, it's been a great day. It's been a great day. And I thank you for it. Bless us now, we pray. In Jesus' holy and precious name, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.